Pauline Pepe.
I was 19 when I was there.
Uh-huh.
So I enjoyed working there. We had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All young girls were there, and girls to be married, engaged, uh-huh. and everything. I used to walk right over on Fourth Street, I think.
Right.
Wow. That big arch there, that big, yeah.
The,
Washington Square Park.
Oh, we had our lunch together, Oh, we had a lot of fun. Can you imagine us working for $12? Well, we thought it was wonderful. Well, we didn't know. It was a very big place. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I couldn't. Just a big place with machines and windows. We had a big row of machines.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. We had a big row of machines. There was plenty of machines. Oh, yeah. I happened to be right near where the cutters were, see? They used to have tables full of material, that very fine lingerie, you know. They used to make beautiful blouses. I used to do all the tucking, hundreds and hundreds of yards of tucking. That was the cutter's fault, let me tell you. As soon as they get through, they lit a cigarette. I said, someday this is going to be on fire. And sure it did. They must have thrown the match or something. This was a Saturday when the fire started. We got off at 4 o'clock. Yeah, we got off at 4 o'clock. That lingerie was so white, it went in a blaze in a minute.
Yeah.
Then the windows got caught, the shades, everything. Oh, my God. But I went straight ahead. I knew the door was there. We all went there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all locked,
they
those doors.
Them all.
What did they lock it for? I don't understand.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And that stairway wasn't so good there. There was the back entrance was terrible. Not like the entrance. Oh, the entrance was brick, marble floors.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let us go through there. I don't know why. The back entrance was terrible. Yeah, it was very narrow, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And then they had to take us down. You know, it was terrible.
Firemen helped
sure. Hold the banister. Everybody was holding the banister. How many? There was about 150 people there. How could you hold the banister? We all tumbled down. When we got there, the firemen wouldn't let us out because the people were coming down.
Yeah.
And when they were sure, then we came out.
Right.
That was a terrible thing. And when we got down, we saw the three flights burning. I says, for good, were we up there? The wind was blowing all up and everything was caught. The people, all bodies, it was terrible. We got sick. And how those girls did it, I don't know how they had the courage to throw themselves down. I couldn't do it.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, the people opposite in the hotel, they all came on the balconies. Don't go, stay there.
Why was the door locked?
Well, you know, they were afraid that the women would take blouses and run in.
Did you ever hear about anyone being caught doing that?
No, they wouldn't, no. Everybody was doing individual things. One was tucking, one was making sleeves, one was making this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the bosses thought that they'd get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the boss like? What was he like?
He was very big man, very stout and tall, was a very big man. We should have told him, what do you keep the door shut for? We didn't know it was shut. We would have told him. Why do we have to go through the back way? That was a terrible step there. It was awful.
Did you ever hear anyone talking about the union when you were at work, or people bad-mouthing it or saying good things?
No.
Never heard anything at all?
No. We were thinking of working. We never thought of anything else.
You just thought of work. I know.
We had to work. We had to do so much anyway, see? When we got home, my God, my mother, my father didn't know what happened. I was all, no coat, no jacket or nothing. I never went back nowhere. I never worked anymore.